How's it going?
All right, we'll go ahead and roll into our media availability here at Gateway Raceway, and I do want to let everybody in the room know that this press conference with Danica and then the Wallaces to follow will be the only press conferences that will be held in this room. Other press conferences post-race and whatnot will be in our usual driver's meeting room. There's a meeting going in there now that we couldn't move, so Gateway was kind enough to give us this room. So just so you're aware, for post-race, it'll be our normal area where we have our press conferences. So we'll roll right in right now with Danica Patrick, the driver of the number 7 GoDaddy.com Chevrolet. This is her only standalone race of the year for the Nationwide Series that she'll participate in. Of course, a Roscoe, Illinois native, coming off her best finish of the year Nationwide last week at Charlotte. And tonight she'll do a little double duty on her own, dropping the first puck at the Blues Blackhawks game to start that off at the Scott Trade Center. So, Danica, welcome to Gateway. Welcome home.
Thanks.
And talk about being here for the first time and how your season's going so far.
Everything's getting better and better as time goes on. You know, definitely Fontana going back the second time was a welcomed, positive experience going back for a second time and learning, and have learned a lot from the first time and not really known it necessarily, and having a good weekend. And I think that even Charlotte was going really well. We just had some issues in the race. We were overheating, then underheating, and just, you know, the car didn't quite have the grip level that it did in practice. So, you know, I've just learned in these cars that that things can change very quickly, and they're very finicky. So, but coming here for the first time is good. I think I might have left the IndyCar series, or might have arrived in the IndyCar series just about the time that they left coming here, at least within a couple years. So, I don't know much about the track. I know, though, that you know, on the NASCAR schedule, there's lots of short ovals, and it's going to be really important for me to learn them and get good at them. And this is one of those tracks, so I'm excited to learn it, and hopefully it goes well. And it's a good weekend.
All right, we've got the wireless mic for you. If you do have a question for Danica, please raise your hand. Let us get it to you, and give us your name and affiliation before you start.
Doug Daniels, DuCoin Inc. call. Do you feel like you've made the progress you've wanted to this year, not just in terms of results and where you finished, but getting used to the car and the style of racing?
I do feel like I've made a lot of progress. I don't think I knew what to expect, so for me to tell you if I've exceeded or underwhelmed my expectations is impossible, because I just didn't really know what to expect. It was... I mean, I just jumped into it without any expectation levels, which was part, I think, of the problem, was I didn't set necessarily goals for myself because I didn't know what to set. And so, you know, since sort of the middle of it, I've been very clear in saying that I think that top 15s are really our goal for the rest of the year, and it would be good to get a couple of those. And I think that we've had some chances this year. Especially at Fontana a couple weeks ago, which would have been really nice to have. And it's always nice to have the results for media purposes and for my own ego at some point. But I know that I've learned as I've gone along, and that's what's important. And I feel more comfortable in the car for sure. I just feel more under control. I feel like it's coming at me a little slower than it did in the very beginning, and I feel like I'm getting a somewhat of a grasp on what I need from the car to perform well in the race. So I have a long way to go, but at least I'm feeling some of those feeling some of those indicators inside the cockpit. Can you call it a cockpit? What is it called?
Whatever you want to call it.
All right. I know an IndyCar is called a cockpit, but I just thought, I don't know if these are called cockpits.
Danica Calvin May from the Associated Press in St. Louis. What is your thought of the NASCAR circuit since racing with the Indy circuit, and what are the differences?
Well, it's way longer. Starting the 1st of February and going through almost Thanksgiving, it's a couple of months longer than what I'm used to in IndyCar. You know, just getting used to, too, just the flow of the weekend and the Nationwide Series. We practice, and then, you know, you show up for race day and you qualify in the morning cold, and then you race. And so, you know, and I understand why they put the qualifying like that, or at least I asked to understand. And, you know, it's about impounding the cars and making it more affordable for the team, so I understand. I, of course, would love to have a practice after qualifying or a practice right before qualifying, but those are just the different flows of the weekend that I have to get used to. But it's a whole different series, and I understand that there are going to be differences for sure.
Jim Noble with ESPN. When you come to a track for the first time, like today, what is your mindset in the first practice? Are you kind of walking on eggshells out there because you don't know the car's limits, or do you have a kind of a program that you and Tony go through as far as that very first practice?
It's important to talk about the track a little bit and its tendencies, and I actually was going back and forth a little bit with my spotter when I'm running the companion races, TJ, who's Dale Jr.'s spotter, and he was giving me some tips on this place, and so that kind of stuff is really important, and Tony Jr. will tell me too. And also, you know, it's just really nice that we've been to a couple of the, you know, a couple of short tracks that Tony can also have an idea of what I need in the setup of the car, so that it's comfortable for me when I go out there. And then I usually cross the start finish line for the first sort of 5 or 10 laps, thinking, or at least the first 5 laps, going, please don't judge me on these times. Please don't judge me on these times, because I'm just trying to get familiar, and I know I go slow to start, and I'm a very methodical learner. I've always been. But once I reach a certain point or time, I know how to do it again and again, usually. So it has its pros and cons, for sure. But, you know, I just understand that I have to be patient. It's nice we get basically almost really 1:30 to 5 o'clock today, which is nice. There's a 30-minute break in the middle, but, you know, another thing that was unfamiliar to me is watching how kind of slowly everyone gets into their cars and for practice, and how they get out of their cars in the middle of practice. And in an Indy car, I mean, everybody is revving their engines like 10 seconds before it's time to go. I mean, you start the engine usually a minute or 30 seconds before the green flag drops, but you know exactly what time, and everybody burns out and pulls out at the same time, and it's just more lax, and you never get out of your car in a practice session in an Indy car, and you can find yourself sitting in the car for, you know, hours at times. So just a different mode, but it's nice to have all that practice time today to get familiar, and hopefully I do.
Danica, Norm Sanders with the Belleville News Democrat. Talk about the help you've gotten recently from Mark Martin, your relationship with him, and how you think that's helping you as a NASCAR driver.
Well, Mark drove the car at Charlotte, and, you know, it's just nice to just, you know, on test days we get telemetry, so I'm able to see throttle traces, speed traces, RPM, all that stuff. So it's nice to be able to just see how someone else does it. And, you know, he came and talked to me at Dover as well. And, you know, something that just has struck with me since he said it to me was that the front of the car should do what you ask it to do. And I thought that was a fantasy in my mind, that it would do what I wanted it to do. But he said that's what it's supposed to, that should be the point that it gets to. And I've kept with that through Fontana and Charlotte, and I'll bring that here as well. And hopefully it serves me the way it's done for the last couple of weeks, and giving me a car that is fast and comfortable.
Danica, Steve Porter, Alton Telegraph. Is this close enough, Gateway, close enough to home that you have a lot of friends and family here? Or would that be more race in Chicago?
It's a little bit far. I find that not too many come to Chicago even. So, but it's it's still Illinois, and you know, I actually remember coming down these directions for go-karting when I was a kid, so it was familiar. So, but it's a bit of a drive. It's like 5 or 6, 5 hours or so. So, I not so many, but I do get a lot of friends and family I was watching on TV from wherever they are in the country. So, thank goodness for television.
Danica, Calvin May from the Associated Press again. How nice would it be for you to get a win this close to home?
Well, you know, I say that with surprise. I just feel so new to all this and being at a new track. And, you know, we're still going to have, I'm sure, some guys flying in for this for race day. And while I definitely think that with enough experience I could win, I think that at this point in time it's most important for me to keep realistic expectations and still stick to the top 15 in my head. But, I mean, I'm lucky enough that, you know, like I said, there's television and ESPN and everybody does a great job of putting me on TV when I have a good weekend. So no matter where those people are in the country, a win is good, and I'm not going to discriminate against any state from getting it.
Other questions?
I've been told you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Is that true? And if it is, how did that come about growing up in northern Illinois?
See, the problem is I'm also a Cubs fan, and I know that's not okay.
No, it's not.
I know that's not okay. So I'll explain to you how it's okay in my mind. I am a fan of people, and I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of people in sports along the way. And so, you know, I know Tony La Russa and Albert Pujols, and some of the players that I knew from a few years ago have left, but they're really nice people, really great people, and so I cheer for them. And I don't know quite as many Cubs players and managers and such, but you know, it's the home team. I mean, I grew up near Chicago, so I think, you know, I have a lot of home team. I cheer for a lot of home teams, and like the Bears and everything, but that doesn't mean that I won't cheer for the Cowboys at some time because Tony Romo's a nice guy, or you know, various other teams. So anyways, I cheer for home teams and people, so I know it's not okay. And I'm sure I'll get in trouble for that. But, you know, what do I do tonight? I'm going to a Blackhawks Blues game. So I'm in St. Louis here for the Blues, really. But I'm from Chicago, and the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup last year. So what am I supposed to do about that? Basically, I have a lot of win-win situations. I've been booed before, and I don't really like it, so... go with Blues. Okay, you got it.
Other questions?
Danica, since you are dropping the puck for the St. Louis Blues tonight, will you be rooting for them?
See, look at that, such a setup question. I'll say that I'm a really casual hockey fan. My mom grew up basically in Canada, so she right on the border of Minnesota and Canada, so she's always liked hockey, and so I've watched it somewhat, but I'm I would say the sport that I watch the most is NFL. So I'm a casual fan. So I'm cheering for all of them to win.
Who do you give credit to for
getting? No, that's not possible.
Who do you give credit to getting you into the NASCAR circuit?
Actually, do they ever have tie games in hockey? This is how uneducated I am in hockey. Do they play off? Do they have like the overtime shootouts? Okay. So it's not like soccer. Sorry, what was your next question?
Who do you give credit to for getting you into the NASCAR circuit?
Well, I have to give credit to Junior Motorsports for giving me an opportunity to drive one of their cars. And that worked so well with my existing sponsor, GoDaddy, and the fact that they had a relationship with Dale Jr. already. So it made that transition very easy and very nice. You know, the behind-the-scenes world of racing gets very difficult with the sponsorship and the competing categories and things like that, so it can be a lot of work, but GoDaddy and Junior Motorsports really facilitated that. And other than that, it's really just, you know, being a race car driver and watching the races and wanting to see what the racing was all about. And it looks really fun on TV, and I'm finding out that it is fun.
Anything else? Once, twice? All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.